We also bonded, Biggie and myself, over the Billy Joel documentary over the weekend. I finished it. I'd seen the first part last Friday, watched the second part over the weekend. And I don't want to oversell it, but I think it's the best thing ever broadcast or streamed on any outlet anywhere in the world. I don't want to overstate, but I'm a Billy Joel fan.
Listen, part one, great. Very phenomenal.
Part two.
Part two gets into our music.
Stratosphere. Oh, no. Send it through
part,
the stratosphere.
Part one is 70s Joel, I'd say.
I agree.
You know, really great. Didn't know a lot of stuff. But part two is 80s Joel, Christy Brinkley. I wish those two had made it.
Heavy Brinkley. Those two, my wife and I argued over this.
I think she still loves him.
I do too.
Deeply.
My wife and I argued over this on the Billy Joel documentary. Let me give you a little. You haven't seen it yet, have you, Kristen?
Correct.
Okay, of course you know a little bit about it. Yeah. Obviously married Bill, Christy Brinkley. You also know that his manager stole money from him. And I got more of that information from this documentary. Well, it was while Christy Brinkley was married to him that the manager was stealing from him. And she said, I think your manager is stealing from you. And that made him mad because he trusted the guy with everything. And then he had to, instead of fight it in court to get his money, he basically said, all right, I'm just going to work and make all that money back. So he released an album he probably wouldn't have. We may not have We Didn't Start the Fire if he hadn't stolen all that money from
God. Why didn't he listen to his wife?
When he went out on the road, he's frazzled because he's working all the time. He does an album or two, and he's on the road constantly because he has to make back money. He was supposed to have hundreds of millions of dollars. He had almost nothing.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. He had alcohol issues, yes?
That's okay. That's when it started.
Major alcohol
issues. So because he was on the road away from the family, he started drinking, and Christy Brinkley lost track of him, and they would go on the road, and he wouldn't pay any attention. He's drunk all the time.
And maybe one of the best factoids I've ever heard about a situation that I didn't know. You ready for this, Chris Dem? You know how they started to find out the manager was mismanaging money?
I'd love to know the factoid.
They went on vacation to Maine.
The
Billy
Joels and Christy Brinkley.
And Christy Brinkley. On vacation to Maine, to a town they've never been in, people start going, oh, yeah, you guys own that little shop around the corner.
No, we don't.
Oh, you guys own the house up on the hill.
And Christy Brinkley was like, why does everybody think we own so much property?
In places they've never visited.
When they started doing that, my wife said, why are they talking about this? And I said, I bet that guy has stolen money and bought that stuff. Here's my question. And my wife and I argued over this. I think he and Christy Brinkley would still be married had the guy not stolen from him, because that put him out on the road and caused drinking problems, and he was worked to a frazzle and all that kind of stuff.
I
don't know if they'd still be married.
I don't know if they'd still be married, but I'll tell you this. She, I think, was much more into it than he was, far as the marriage goes, as far as trying to make it work.
Yeah, I've heard Brinkley say, I mean, she was quoted, I think maybe she wrote her own book or something that said, you know, we might still have made it if not for the alcohol.
And the alcohol was brought on by the stealing. Mm-hmm. Yes. And because he had basically said, okay, I'm done. I'm settled down. I'm a family man. I've made all my money. Then they're like, well, there is no money. And so he's like, well, I got to go work again. Mm-hmm. And he went out and really, you know, for years had to go out on tour. And that led to a lot of drinking. And I don't know if they'd still be together. Then I made a huge mistake.
So were you arguing in favor of the union?
I felt like they would still. The argument was, it wasn't really an argument. It was a discussion of, I feel like they would have made it a lot longer. And my wife said, no, you know how men are. Men just get tired of what they have. Ooh. And he would have moved on and they wouldn't have made it.
The superest of all supermodels.
Just because, this led to the next. Here, then I made a huge mistake. Oh. Billy Joel he's been married now 4 times, okay? Uh-huh. And his third wife, I guess he probably married when he was in his 60s and the woman looked to be about 12. 24. Yeah. Huh.
She was younger.
Young. Mm-hmm.
Very young.
Oh, very, very young. And he made a comment, or she made a comment, and it never dawned on me. She said, you know, the reason I think we didn't last, they made it.
This is wife three.
This is wife number three. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Now she's on the Today Show as a.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah. She's the quote unquote food expert.
Yes.
Exactly what my wife said. Mm-hmm. She's a quote unquote food
And what I'm doing here is mixing in some peanut butter and jelly on bread.
Now, why do these two work so well together? Well, it's the sweetness and the saltiness. Well, you are an expert.
Now, watch this. I start with a bowl. I put in cornflakes. Now, I'm adding cold milk. Now, eat with a spoon and you will have, I don't know, make it a breakfast, maybe lunch.
Now, I never thought about putting my milk in the fridge till you just said that.
Yeah, ice cold milk is better.
My wife said, yeah, she's a quote-unquote food expert on the Today Show.
I buy cheese pizzas at the store and sometimes put store-bought pepperoni on top. So what? And I have a pepperoni pizza. And I've saved 6 cents.
So
she is a lovely woman.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
But she does seem significantly younger than,
oh my God,
than Mr. Joel.
She had to be 40 years younger than him.
So,
do they have kids?
No.
No.
They did not have kids.
He and his fourth wife.
Okay, they had the little ones?
Yes. The little, a couple of little girls. And I was just like, so happy for him. You know, well, my wife was not. My wife was.
Were you doing hard hands?
I was doing hard hands. All those things. When the third wife, it ended after 4 or 5 years, and the wife was interviewed. Now, again, she's 40 years his junior, I would say. And she says, you know, the reason I think Bill and I ultimately didn't make it was I was young and I wanted to be out going everywhere to all these fun parties and this and that. And he had already done all that. And he was like, I just want to stay home. Yeah. And it just, and I said, huh, I never thought about that with an older, younger, like a winter, spring relationship. And my wife paused the TV and said, are you out of your mind? Obviously yeah. You can't connect if someone's 40.
Well, you know,
older.
He was probably faking it when they were dating.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Of course.
I guarantee.
I've never felt closer.
I gotta go to the Grammys, dear.
I've never felt closer to celebrity when he said that because I was like, oh, I get that.
He's like, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to go out. I don't want to do anything.
And I said, well, the heart wants what it wants.
Oh, no.
Why do you say that?
It's never going
to
work.
And she had to storm out of the room at that point. She's like, we're going to have to continue this later.
We'll have to watch Diet Cokes.
Yeah. And then when she came back, hours later, we watched. And the fourth wife came along. And she's beautiful, too, and also much younger. And then they had the kids. And I said, this is such a wonderful thing that he's almost 80 and he's got a 6-year-old. It's wonderful.
Imagine meeting him and not knowing his story. It's like, well, I have 3 kids. One is 40 and the other two are 8 and 6.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the one is 40. Alexa is 40.
I looked her up. Yeah. Cause I was like, she's got to be.
She's
40.
Yeah. She's beautiful too.
Yeah.
Christie Brinkley's daughter. Mm-hmm. And she was really put together too. They talked to her.
And you know, I said, again, Billy Joel said, I think, or I guess maybe the third wife who's so young said, you know, I was so attracted to how much fun he was and his music. And my wife paused and said, I think you were attracted to his bank account. that's when I said, well, the heart wants what it wants.
But you look at the two together and you think, well, here's Billy Joel, who's 65 and this woman's 25 and she's gorgeous. And he looks like, you know, a guy from Hicksville, New York, which is what he's always looked like. And I just don't know if the two would have gotten together if he wasn't such a great singer and had all that money.
Well, I mean, people have been saying that about older men and that's just with money forever.
Yeah. It led to a long discussion of older men with younger women with my wife. And that was a terrific way to
Did Anna Nicole Smith's name pass anyone's lips?
No, it wasn't. It was all Joel-centric. It was about his choices. And I agree, it would have been so great had Christie Brinkley and Billy Joel stayed together.
What a power couple that could have become.
And what if, you know, if he hadn't been robbed and turned so much to drinking and all that kind of stuff. And then the last...
Is the con man manager still living?
Yes.
Is he interviewed in the piece?
No.
Mm-mm. Just old clips of him denying it. That's all you see.
Mm-hmm. And
did he go to jail?
No. They did not, because it was going to be such a long, protracted, difficult thing to prove, because apparently Joel gave him access to everything.
The manager guy,
he trusted him with everything. And he even didn't believe it for a long time. It had to really be proven to him that that guy was stealing from him.
Mm-hmm.
It was his former brother-in-law from his first wife.
Yeah, brutal.
And the first wife had said in the first part of the documentary, I didn't think this was a good idea. And they leave it at that. And then an hour later, you see, oh, well, here's why. You know, he stole all his money. And so what Joel did was he made the decision, I'm just going to go work really, really hard and make all that money back.
Well, he was still a young man. I mean,
he's 40.
Point, right?
Yeah, he's 40. Yeah, he could do it. But he basically had said, I'm going to spend time with my family now because writing and touring is so hard. And his daughter was really young. But even while she was really young, he said, I don't have any money, so I have to go do this. According to him, you know.
I will tell you, I thought of a relationship that I have come to know when I think now of the Billy Joel bad manager.
Mm.
Because Billy Joel defended him nonstop to everyone. Even to Christy Brinkley, his wife,
yes.
He said, I've known him longer than I've known you.
That really hurt her, too. You could tell.
That really was a dig at her.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, I know a relationship just like this. And I happen to be in the room with the people right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris Kelly, Chris Demme. Because what would happen is, let's say Chris Demme suddenly started stealing something from Chris Kelly.
Yeah.
You would defend Chris Demme because you'd think, I've known this man.
Forever.
And you'd say it to your wife, known him longer than I've known you.
Yeah.
Because it'd be so unbelievable.
Yeah. Why?
And I'll be honest with you, watching that documentary, I still think Billy Joel is 50-50 on if he actually took the money.
I agree.
I think deep down he still thinks he didn't steal from me.
I had that happen. My roommate stole from me. I'd known him since I was 12 years old. We went to college. We were roommates.
You've been scammed in every mode possible.
I've been scammed. That will be a recurring theme on today's program. The way scammed. Mm-hmm. I've been scammed in person. I've been scammed online. I've been scammed
on the phone.
QR code by friends, by strangers,
mail.
By relatives on the phone, through text. I've been scammed every possible way. He may have been the first. And I didn't believe that. I mean, it was put right in front of me. This man is stealing from me. I was like, he wouldn't. I've known him longer than I've known you, is what I would say.
Let me ask you guys this, because I've not seen it. I would like to see it. I really would. Because the story, I'm sure, is a fascinating one. At some point when Billy Joel realized he was broke, he was still married to one of the world's top supermodels.
Well, that's
why didn't she say, "Hey, man, I'll float you."
Exactly.
Yeah.
We can get a smaller house in the Hamptons.
That's what my wife said. He went out on the road.
You know, it's not his and hers.
That was my wife's argument. I said they'd still be married if he hadn't been robbed. And she goes, "You know, Christy Brinkley's rich too. She could have just said, I'll provide you tour.
You
a
write your songs when you want.
Tour a little if you want to. You don't have to.
That's true. Madison Square
That's
Garden.
True. She could have said that.
And
she
it didn't seem like they were living some extravagant lifestyle. Maybe they were.
When did he move to the Hamptons? Do we know?
That was that time.
That was those two,
Christy Brinkley and Billy Joel, like 83, right when the. And then it came out more like late 80s that the guy was stealing from her. But she could have said, you know, I got a bank account over here, too. I've done some modeling.
And some swimsuit modeling. I don't know if you've seen it.
I went to the grocery store. This is the last piece on Billy Joel. I was at the grocery store Sunday. I had not finished the Joel documentary yet. And the woman checking out my items at the grocery store said, what do you got planned for the rest of the afternoon? Well, I froze. I said, I'm watching TV. That's all I had. She goes, what are you watching? There are two of them standing there. Each of them about 24 years old. And 24 to 25. About like Billy Joel's third wife. And I said, I'm watching that Billy Joel documentary and I'm going to finish it. And they looked at me and one said, who is Billy Joel? And I said, you don't know who Billy Joel is? And they said, no. And I was like, well, he's a singer. And the other one goes like, olden days. And I said, yeah. Olden days.
Like olden days.
And she goes, will you enjoy that?
Kind of side eyes her, the girl bagging, like, weird.
Yeah. But I was like, man, he's a big name. And they didn't have a clue who he was. Or who he is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a part of the documentary is like at the Madison Square Garden show, a lot of the fans are young and they're like, I'm 16. I love Billy Joel.
Yeah. Are they legacies typically? Like grandparents were fans and parents were fans?
I guess that's how it is. But these ladies had no idea.
Did you get the Gen Z stare?
That's what I got. The Gen Z stare. For like 10 seconds, they just looked. I said, Billy Joel. And they were like, I don't know. The cilantro's on sale.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
You need more fiber?
Yeah, that's all you get.
That's old people like fiber.
I got to make up a good story going in so that I don't get that again.
Yeah, you got to rehearse it in the parking lot.
I was put on the spot. All I was doing was watching TV all day.